Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Welcome
let's
to Travel fly. With Stephanie Abrams.
If you can, oh, I'm so glad you're with us this hour. This is going to be a very exciting hour. I know that in advance because of both the destination and the guest and the subject. And so I just want to remind you, in case you missed the last hour, or you have to leave us before the next hour, that you will find every show archived with the show notes, links to the relevant sites of our guests, photo galleries, and so much more. Our forums, our directories. You know, we create a directory for every guest. And so we're going to be talking about a destination I haven't been to yet. And I have threatened to go to this destination on more than one occasion, but I haven't made good on my threat. And so I have to turn it from a threat into a promise because it's a very unusual place. And given that I live in an unusual place, there are great similarities between where I live in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts with big hills that we like to call mountains, but really are big hills, and lakes that really aren't lakes because the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has no lakes. Did you know that? We have bodies of water called Lake This and Lake That, including a lake that is close to my heart, but it's not. They're either ponds or great ponds. They don't really qualify for, I don't know, length, width, depth, to be a lake. How about that? Did you know that? You didn't know that. All right. But except for we're a two-hour drive to Boston, the east coast of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the Atlantic Ocean, we have no other access to water. We've got rivers. We've got lakes. We don't have any big body of water that'll take us somewhere else, really. So that is the big difference between where I live and the island of Guernsey in the Channel Islands. You may recall we had on the air a couple of times a real character who I adore named Paul Doran. His father owned one or more hotels on the island of Jersey until very recently, and it was either his grandfather or his father, I've forgotten which. I think it was the grandfather, but it could have been the father, bought Baliek Castle in County Mayo, just outside of the town of Ballina. Go to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, or travelers411.com, and put in Baliek Castle. That's two L's and two E's. Baliek Castle or Paul Doran, and you'll find links to the archived audio of interviews I've done with him that are absolutely hysterical. And if you click at sabrams.com, you'll see me hiding behind a red British telephone booth. Look right above the red phone booth. In the navigation bar, it says YouTube channel colon Travel TV. Click on Travel TV, and when you get there, there are now 12 episodes of my TV show archived there. The newest is the first part of a two-part program, two episodes on Greece. So the first one is airing tomorrow, Sunday evening, the 23rd of September, and the second part, that part's called Glorious Greece. The second part is called Cooking and Cruising with Celestial. And so that'll be airing on the 30th of September, and it will also be available at my YouTube channel. But when you go to the YouTube channel, scroll back to episode 7, Castle Hopping. And when you get there and you scroll through there, you're going to come to, well, watch the whole thing. It's great fun. But you will find there's a, I don't know, a few minutes in there about Bleak Castle, where there is a rescue dog named Reese with a hysterically funny story that goes with it, because when the vet gave Paul Doran the Lord, no, what is his title? Baron of Salt. When he gave him this dog, Paul took it home and a couple of months later went back to the vet for a recheck. And the vet said, how is Grouse? And Paul said, who is Grouse? And he said, your dog. Well, no, we've been calling him Reese. That's what they thought that he had said, that he had said Reese, not Grouse. But hey, listen, put out dinner and that dog will show up. So you'll see Reese in front of one of the fireplaces in one of the great rooms in within Bleak Castle. But there's a connection there between the Baron of Salt of County Mayo and the island of Jersey. But today we're going off to Guernsey, and I'm going to tell you why. Go to sabrams.com, put in the name Mitchell Kaplan. He is the founder of the Miami Book Expo Fair. I guess it's Book Fair. And he owns a number of bookstores called Books and Books, one of which he's partners with Judy Blume, the famous children and adult novelist, who has a bookstore in Key West, Florida. And Mitchell is a partner in the Key West store. And in the course of the conversation, he mentioned that he is a producer of a film called The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. How's that for a title? And it is set in World War II on the island of Guernsey, where the Nazis occupied the area and there were rules against freedom of assembly. And so a number of residents on the island in this story managed to get together by convincing the occupying soldiers that it's a literary society and they're just getting together to meet and talk about books. You can find that film at Netflix. So I'll give you the title again, The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. I watched it. I loved it. I have plans to watch it again. And I'm hoping to get the attention of Mitchell Kaplan again, who's been very busy of late, to get him on just to talk about the film and a follow-up to a conversation we're about to have about Guernsey and why you might want to go there, even if you've never read the novel or seen the film. But I encourage you to do it because it'll give you some insights. We're going to be talking with the Director of Marketing and Tourism for Visit Guernsey right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Plan to be at Boston Symphony Hall on December 29th or 30th for the Home Alone concert. Experience this true holiday favorite as never before on the big screen with live orchestral accompaniment and members of the Wellesley High School Chorus. Don't miss this hilarious and heartwarming performance. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
I am so happy to have on the line with me Mike Hopkins. And I want to keep, I really have to think twice. I may hesitate, Mike, every time I say your name, because I want to say Mark Hopkins. Is there
my cousin.
Is there a family relationship? Is there any?
There is, yes. Yeah. Hi, Stephanie. Anyway, how are you?
I'm fabulous. Ask anybody. Tell me about the connection to Mark Hopkins.
Mark Hopkins is my cousin, but I'm not sure whether it's the same Mark Hopkins that you're referring to.
Oh, no. A little history here. If I've got my facts right, and if I don't, those listening on WBRK 101.7 FM in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, will be the first to let me know. There was a Mark Hopkins, I want to say 1741, who was the first president of Williams College in Williamstown, Massachusetts, which is about 18 miles from my studio here in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. There was a relative of his, it was either his I think it was his grandson, also Mark Hopkins, who was living in the Midwest, I think in the Chicago area, who made his way westward and was very much involved with, what's the name of the railroad? Pacific something? Union Pacific, maybe? I think it was Union Pacific Railroad. There is a very snazzy hotel in San Francisco called the Mark Hopkins. And it's part of a it's at least a if not 5-star 4.5-star it's a marvelous hotel in San Francisco bearing Mark Hopkins' name. So go look it up, because if you can trace it yourself to him, wouldn't that be just elegant to be able to say, oh yes, it was my great 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 great.
I'll get on to it straight afterwards.
Yeah, well, you know, there's quite a history, and you can start with 17. I'm almost positive it's 1741. He was, and I'm pretty sure he was the first president of Williams College.
Okay, well.
And by the way, Fergie, the ex-princess, or maybe she still is a princess. I don't know if she's still a royal or not.
No longer.
Oh, I didn't think so. But anyway, good for her. But anyway, Fergie came to Williamstown to do a little research when she was deciding where her daughter, the Princess Beatrice, would go to college. I think ultimately, I think she went to St. Andrews or somewhere in England or Scotland or somewhere. But she came here, and there's a great story that goes with that. I'll share with you one day. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Tickets are now on sale for Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts at historic Symphony Hall in Boston. Conductor Andras Nelsons returns for his fifth season to lead the Boston Symphony, one of the world's great orchestras in timeless music, ranging from breathtaking symphonies to choral masterpieces and contemporary favorites. This season, thrill to the works of Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, Copland, and more. Become a new BSO subscriber or renew your subscription series. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or visit bso.org. Season sponsors Bank of America and Takeda Pharmaceuticals.
Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer-in-residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writers Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
From Main Street to Wall Street, we have the business content you need. So sit back, take notes, and tell your friends about Biz Talk Radio.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Florida. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Please join me for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy's Writer's Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik, for a Meet the Author chat where I'll read an excerpt of my novel, Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, I'll be happy to answer your questions. Drop me a line at Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's Stephanie at sabrams.com. So I'll expect you. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel at 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, Florida. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak. The historic Great Dome car is here. Traveling between Albany, New York and Montreal, experience panoramic views this fall foliage season. And take 15% off your adventure at Amtrak.com.
It's
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Mike Hopkins, Director of Marketing and Tourism for Visit Guernsey. And you might want to check out their website at visitguernsey.com. If you're driving, please don't go off the road trying to jot it down. You can just go to sabrams.com and in the show notes, find Mike Hopkins' interview. When you click on that, you'll have all the links you need. And if you're listening for the first time, and by the time you think about doing that, you can't remember who was that wild woman on the radio, go to Google and just put in radio show travel expert. Just those four words, radio show travel expert. You'll find I dominate that broadcast space, so you cannot lose me. And I hope you don't want to. So let's talk about Guernsey. Where were you born? Where did you grow up, Mike?
Hi, Stephanie. Well, in fact, I only moved to Guernsey maybe 10 years ago. I was born in the Midlands in a place called Leicester. Those of you in the States that are soccer fans will know Leicester because we won the Premiership only a couple of years ago. Big shock for the UK. But I moved to Guernsey 10 years ago to take up a different job. And in fact, my role finished after 5 years, but I just fell in love with the island and I wanted to stay on the island. And I managed to find another job as the Director of Marketing and Tourism. I mean, my whole career has been in marketing and sales. I've worked for Sony and BT and people like that. But for a marketeer, what better job to have than to market such a beautiful place as Guernsey? And, you know, I've been here since.
What makes Guernsey so appealing?
I mean, for those of your listeners that don't know Guernsey, I mean, it's a very small island, as part of the Channel Islands. So it's only 25 miles square. So it's a triangle. It's sort of 5 miles by seven on its longest sort of coast, and it's nestled in between the south coast of England, about 90 miles off the coast of England, and in just north of the Bay of St. Malo, north of Brittany, and it's only about sort of 20, 25 miles sort of west of Normandy. So we're nestled in there, but we call it the jewel of the Channel Islands. It's the main hub of the Channel Islands. You can get to every other Channel Island, including Jersey and Sark and Herm and Alderney from Guernsey. But it's basically, it's just a little paradise. It is, it has a whole variety of different landscapes. I mean, those of you that will have gone to see the film will see the type of landscape that it has. Big 300, 400-foot cliffs down to stretching golden sands, fantastic interior.
It looks a lot like the west coast of Ireland. For those of my listeners who have been to the west coast of Ireland, if you love that, you're going to love Guernsey.
Absolutely. I mean, it has very similar sort of feel to either Brittany, the coast of Brittany in France, and also the Cornish coast as well. So some wild coastline, wild seas, as well as some beautiful calm bays. The waters here are crystal clear. I mean, I just love living here now.
So I have to imagine you have one or more airports, but there are small craft coming in. Would that be the fact?
Yeah, I mean, we are, for a very small island of only 63,000 people, we're very well connected. I mean, we have one airport, but we have connections to Gatwick Airport in the UK, six flights a day. We have flights going to Glasgow up in Scotland, into Cardiff in Wales, the Midlands, Birmingham, into Southampton on the south coast, to Norwich. I mean, we are connected extremely well, and it is easy to get to.
Well, when you talk about being connected easily to not only places within the UK but places on the continent of Europe, are they small planes? Are they the little tiny jobbers? How many seats are they generally?
We do have some small planes, but they are the larger turboprops. They hold most of the planes that are turboprops, and they hold, they will take about sort of 70, 73 passengers.
Oh, that are fine.
But we have, one large jet as well that goes into London six times a day, and that holds about 112 people. So,
yeah, that's my kind of plane.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like to get into planes that hold under 30 people. 40 and up is lovely. And a lot of the Airbus.
It's a real plane.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I once had to fly for a business trip. And I'm going to tell you about it after this important commercial break because they're waving their arms at me. Remind me when we start about the... You are the window seat and the aisle seat at the same moment. One across. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8900. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Now you can watch business videos on demand. Go to bizvod.com for details. That's bizvod.com.
Let's get away from it all.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Trip in a
trail. I have on the line with me Mike Hopkins, and we've got to do a little ancestral digging to find out where in the family. I wouldn't be surprised that to find out you're related to Mark Hopkins, and I think it'll be joyous to find that out. That would be the reason for the next book. What drew me to talk with Mark today, who was very much involved with the organization Visit Guernsey, which is the tourism arm for this Channel Island that's located between the mainland of the UK and off the coast of England and off the coast of France. And we were talking about how to get to Guernsey. And I asked about flights. And so, I once flew in a it was 18 passenger plane. And so it was one seat on each side of the aisle. So at the same moment, you are the aisle and the window. And the main aisle is down the middle. And I'm almost 5'10". And my colleague who was traveling with me for business from Newark Airport to Allentown, Pennsylvania, and he was 6 feet. And so in order to enter this plane, we had to walk like the Hunchback of Notre Dame to walk because you couldn't stand up, you know, would just decapitate you. And there was no curtain between the pilot and the 18 passengers. So I felt I was in the first row. I was 1A. He was 1B. And I felt like I was in the jump seat, the navigator. And I looked at him and said, it was a gorgeous, cloudless day. I said, I am hoping this is a lovely, uneventful flight. But if there is one bump, just one air pocket, just anything that panics me on the way there, we're going to come back on the train. I'm not doing this. But it was a lovely flight. And amazingly, it was a half hour flight or something like a 4 hour drive, you know, and a much longer train trip because you had to go make connections and whatnot to get to Newark and Newark, New Jersey. And so I don't like little planes, but apparently you've got planes that are, you know, nice big planes of, you know.
They're pretty big. They're comfortable. You
know, about ferry service, because I love taking a ferry to a destination. It adds to the trip. It adds the sea aspect of arrival. It adds another level of romance and mystery and excitement that's different from going to an airport and hopping a flight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we have a really good ferry service. Operates every day into the island. We have a fast cat service that comes in from Poole, which is on the south coast, and that takes about three and a half hours from the UK to get to Guernsey.
Is the city you disembark from in England?
It's called Poole. P-O-O-L-E.
Oh, Poole.
On the south coast.
Yeah,
Poole,
I know where that is.
Okay. Yeah, beautiful place. And that takes about 3.5 hours. And on a lovely, calm day, it's a fantastically smooth journey. It can get a bit lumpy.
Does it run in the winter, or would you want to try it in the winter, or that would?
I mean, we have the Fastcat runs every day during the summer season, from sort of end of March, April through until really sort of October time, and then it's between two and three times a week in the winter. But we also have a conventional ferry service that brings in all the freight, all the goods, together with passengers all the way through the year, every day except for Christmas Day.
Wow.
That's fabulous. So you feel like you're a suburb. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, we are a part of Great Britain, not part of the UK. We're a self-governing island, self-sufficient. But we all speak English. There's also the traditional Guernsey language, which people are trying to really sort of resurrect. That was one of the casualties of the war and the occupation, where because of obviously the evacuation of all the young children to the UK. It resulted in the language starting to die out, and so people are trying to resurrect it. But we feel as though we're, British, but there is a definite sort of French influence to the culture and the life here.
And the food, I hope.
The food is fantastic here. I mean, when you come, you'll be absolutely amazed. I mean, the great thing about Guernsey is that, we don't have any of the big chains here. We have, they're all homegrown, traditional, authentic restaurants, all sorts of restaurants. You pick a type of cuisine and food you want to eat, and, you will find it in Guernsey. Wow. But the seafood is obviously, one of the stars over here. Lobsters, crabs, if you love it, you love that type of food, you'll love it here.
Oh, you said the right word when you said lobster. What is the weather like, the climate, and, from the point of view of extremes and the weather seasonally?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fairly temperate environment. The Channel Islands are known as the sunniest part of the British Isles. I mean, we have many more hours of sunshine than the rest of the UK. But we have fantastically warm summers. I mean, it's been up to sort of 30-odd degrees this year. But there's always a nice cool breeze because we're right in the middle of the English Channel. So there's always a nice, cool breeze, warm breeze during the summer. We very rarely have snow or frost here. We have some pretty wild storms during the winter as they come in straight from the Atlantic. I mean, the last place that any storm would have hit would be the U.S. East Coast, and then it hits us next. There's some wild seas on our western coast, but then we have some beautiful long sunny days during the summer and the spring.
So the place that would take the brunt of storms would be the west coast of Guernsey.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm doing my real estate due diligence while I'm talking to you. So, there are places in the world that put up all kinds of economic hoops and obstacles for people who would like to come and be in a place and stay there. I guess you had an easy time being a Brit. But if someone listening said, what an ideal place to retire, that sounds good to me. Is Guernsey a welcoming place to someone who wants to do more than visit?
Yeah, I mean, Guernsey is an extremely welcoming place. I mean, I think it's like any highly attractive destination. A lot of people want to come and live here. And so anyone that wants to come and live here is able to come and live here. But there are two levels of accommodation and housing on the island, and those that are open to anyone to buy. But those are also protected for the local community as well, to ensure that all the young families that grow up on the island are able to buy houses and homes on the island as well.
Oh, boy, have you hit on an important thing. Because there are destinations that come to mind immediately, and the one that comes to mind first is St. John in the U.S. Virgin Islands, where the locals pretty much can't live there anymore because properties are just bought up by real estate developers and people who have smaller plans, but they want to buy a place, fix it up, use it as a B&B or guest house, and then flip it for millions and millions and millions more than they paid for it. And they've made it just about impossible for the people who have a lifetime of generations of lifetimes of history on that island to live there because the prices are out of sight for them. So that's a really good thing to be able to protect it for people whose families have lived there just about forever. One of the things that comes to mind, you mentioned cliffs. Are most of the places you would visit, places you would stay, places you would eat at, built up on those cliffs above sea level? And if so, how high up off the sea are you just in general?
I mean, the island has the southern side of the island, which is the main sort of cliff side facing to Jersey and to the Brittany coast. That is the highest end of the island. So that is our cliff paths and walks are all along the south coast. And it's sort of between 300 and 400 feet above sea level. And then that slowly sort of levels down to sea level on the west coast. And that is where you have the long sweeping bays on the west coast. On the east coast, which is, you know, the other sort of third side of the triangle of the island, that faces to the to our sister islands of Herm, Sark and Alderney, and also over to the French coast. And that's where our main sort of capital, St. Peter Port, is located. And that's known as one of the most beautiful harbour towns in Europe, basically. It's been voted as, you know, the most attractive harbour town in the Cruise Critic website. We have a lot of cruise liners that come here and visit, a lot of visitors from the US that come on the cruise liners and come here for a taster for a day, and they love it. And we have a lot of people that return and come back for a longer stay, luckily.
Wow, that's marvelous. I love that whole idea. We're going to take a quick commercial break and find out in depth what is there that you need to see and do on the island of Guernsey. Don't leave us talking with my cousin.
Let's go again to Niagara.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Time change is everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio is powered by Freedom Solar. Find out more at freedomsolar.com. Biz Talk Radio.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Florida. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Please join me for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy's Writer's Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik, for a Meet the Author chat where I'll read an excerpt of my novel, Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, I'll be happy to answer your questions. Drop me a line at Stephanie at SAbrams.com. That's Stephanie at SABRAMS.com. So I'll expect you. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel at 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, Florida. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Take an old-fashioned walk. I'm just bursting with talk. What a tale could be told if we went for an old-fashioned walk.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Let's take a stroll through the park, down a lane where
on the line
dark.
With me is Mike and Hopkins. We're going to find out ultimately if there's a relationship walk with Mark Hopkins. And Mark, the original Mark Hopkins from 1741, and then his descendant who was involved with, I'm pretty sure it was Union Pacific Railroad. And but in any event, getting the railroad pushed through to the West Coast, and in San Francisco, you can stay at the Mark Hopkins Hotel, which is a gorgeous place. And so quite fitting. Mike is the director of marketing and tourism for Visit Guernsey, the tourism arm for the island of Guernsey in the Channel Islands between the UK and France, and one of many, and a good place to base yourself to take little day trips by short ferry rides to the islands surrounding. But let's talk a bit for the next 4 minutes about what is there to see and do in Guernsey. And I have been prompted by our control room that Victor Hugo's home was on Guernsey. What can you tell us about that?
That's right, yes. Victor Hugo, obviously the famous French author, poet, and artist, he was in exile here for 15 years, between 1856 and 1872. And this is the island, and when he lived here, he wrote Les Misérables, obviously, you know, the internationally best-selling book, but also, you know, fantastic musical. He wrote Toilers of the Sea, he painted lots, he wrote many other books and poems, and this was his home until about sort of 10 or so years before he then died, but he had returned to France before then. His house is still here. It was gifted to the city of Paris back in 1927, and it is now kept as a curated as a museum, and we have huge numbers of visitors that come here to see his quite eccentric house. It's a place that you must go on online, on visitguernsey.com, look at Hauteville House, and you'll see the fantastic home that you know, he lived in for 15 years. So when people come here, they can definitely visit that. And also, we have what we call the Victor Hugo Walk, self-guided walk on our website again, and you can look at all the places that he used to go and visit, sit down and write his books. He used to go swimming in a place called Havelock Bay. You know, all the special sights that he would experience during his time here. But there's much more stuff to see here. I mean, the history on the island is just unbelievable. I mean, we've got the prehistoric dolmen that you can go and visit. These are the 4,000-year-old burial sites that are open access to the public, and you can go and visit them, walk in them, and see. I mean, there's sort of the old cave paintings that you can see in them. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then obviously we've got a huge amount of history from back in the sort of 11th and 12th century, just after the William the Conqueror, obviously, you know, conquered the UK, became King William, and basically that's when Guernsey became part of the English crown, and ever since then, obviously, you know, been part of the British empire. And so there's a lot of history. We have a place called Castle Cornet in our main town, St. Peterport, which dates back to 1204. Fantastic, a huge, great big castle you can go and visit, with all the history of our maritime history, obviously during the Napoleonic Wars. If you're a big history buff and love history and heritage, you know, that's a place that you've got to visit. And then, you know, coming back to more sort of recent times, and obviously, you know, the relevant to the film that we've been discussing, you got all of the relics of the Second World War and the occupation. I mean, there are more relics here in terms of bunkers, underground tunnels, observation towers, and again, you will see them in the film, on the island, than virtually any other place in Europe, because in the Normandy coast and places like that, a lot of these relics were destroyed. But we have over 1,000 in Guernsey that you can go and visit, and these are all so well preserved, and some of the best preserved fortifications and relics of the Second World War, all built by the Germans when they occupied the island. And you can spend hours, days just looking at all these fantastic sort of historical sites that are, some of them have just as they were left 70 odd years ago, and some of them have been obviously preserved and kept with museums inside them that people can go and visit. So there again, all these places, and some of them are referenced within the film. And again, if you go on visitguernsey.com, you'll be able to see details about them and how you can go and visit them. And again, we have special guided tours of these historical sites, but also we have our self-guided walks if you want to come across and do your own thing. Then we have many, it's called our tasty walks on our website that you can see. We have a
we're gonna send everybody the website, because we've literally run through this hour. The website is visitguernsey.com. You can find it in the show notes at sabrams.com. So don't worry if you're driving. I want to thank you so much, Mike Hopkins, for being with us. Come back next week. Gotta fly now.
Fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly. Pack up. Let's fly away. We'll be right back.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.